Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, back for another exciting evening, and tonight we're going to have some call-ins. So I've sent the word out to anybody who wants to go ahead and call in that's listening to the show on the net. I'm going to give you those numbers. We're going to do a little bit of monologue first before we do that. We're going to go ahead and just talk about the few things that are happening at East City. I hope people have gone out and checked out the movie Thrive. It has an awesome message in it. I was in it. But from what I understand, we haven't seen the DVD yet. I guess the download model, basically they had me holding a bubble and talking over me, giving part of my message. But there's 2 days of interview that went on there. And luckily the movie followed pretty much the format of the interviews that I did. So that was good anyway. I'm not attached to being the messenger. I'm more attached to the message, getting out there and reaching as many people as possible. But from what I understand, the DVD has more in it. I haven't seen it yet, and I think it has a little more of my message. I actually get to speak, but in the movie. So anyway, that being said, I'm really hoping that they come out with Thrive 2, you know, like Down the Rabbit Hole, where they give all the people they interviewed on for that movie, you know, some time to speak and get their message out. I think it would be awesome. We've got some works in the work, in the oven kind of. We're not sure how that's going to work out, but I've got some people in Hollywood that I've been talking to that want to do some TV specials and possibly, you know, another movie similar to Thrive, you know, where they're going to really get into details and cover more about the UFO spectrum. But where that's in the works right now, we'll see how that works out. I haven't heard back from them. I had a phone call with them, and they're very excited after I talked to them and told them about what was going on here and about all the footage we have. And there's one thing that people need to realize, and I hate jumping in there, but we really need to look at where funding is coming from and see, you know, when people are out there, you know, attacking the New World Order and things like that. We really need to look and see if they've been financed by the New World Order, you know, and see if some of the names pop up as far as their associations, because it's getting very convoluted out there. It's pretty crazy. We're watching this Occupy Wall Street footage, and we're seeing the same people in there trying to incite a riot and trying to make it get violent. And these people are paid actors, and they've been identified. And even some of the cops are paid actors as well. I don't know if the other cops even know about it, about who these guys are that are joining their ranks. And they're just like totally, you know, hitting people with sticks. You can tell when they're hitting them, they're not really hitting them. It's all like fake, you know, it's play. And even some of the spraying you're seeing on there are actors. They're actors that have been seen in almost every event, and they're very well known. They're the ones that are on the forefront trying to incite a riot and get people to get violent or physical. So I'm totally in support of all the Occupy programs. I think it's time to throw out the banksters. It's time to get rid of the powers that were. They're on the way out anyway, energetically. They're not frequency specific to the planet, so they will be checking out sooner, more sooner than later. One way or the other, they have a choice. Either they shift their energies and direct them towards the awakening and healing process, become part of the solution, or they will be removed as part of the problem. And that's going on a very big way, in ways unseen. So we can go more into that later. But, you know, be very careful of getting complacent because somebody else is going to be doing it for you, and be very leery of those on the front lines trying to incite riots and create violence. Because, you know, this is a peaceful movement. It's a movement based on love. You know, it's a movement that people are rising up saying they're done, you know, with the manufactured lack, the uneven dispersal of wealth, the endless wars and pollution, and the the disease, war on disease profiteers. You know, people are standing up and they're just fed up, and that's what it's all about. It's all about standing up and saying enough. We're not going to participate anymore. We're not going to be a part of this program. And you know, when nobody participates, the program's over. You know, that's the bottom line. And I'm really hoping that the police realize that they are there to protect and serve the people, not the corporations. So they took an oath. You know, the military took an oath to protect and serve, not to be the bully pulpit for the corporations as well. So you know, basically, you know, we're here to defend the Constitution, which has just been run over, thrown out the door, tread on, you know, tromped on, thrown out, basically. And you know, that's the oath that they took, you know, to protect the United States, the Constitution, and the people. And they seem to have gotten on the wrong side of the fence, but it looks like they're starting to figure it out, you know, figure out what they're really here for. So anyway, just remember, protect and serve the people, not the corporations. No, that's not your job. So anyway, that being said, but the movie Thrive is amazing because it does cover everything. It talks about the availability of free energy that's here now on the planet. It talks about the cures to most diseases that are here. It talks about how we have to just knock off this war industry program, you know, that's just, you know, driving us all to the poorhouse. And, you know, it gives solutions. And it's a wonderful, wonderful movie that came out, you know, perfect timing for it to come out. So anyway, I would definitely check out the movie, share it with your friends, get the DVD version. I think it has a lot more information in it. Having not seen it yet, we're waiting for our copy to come, but we did see it online, and definitely would check that out. You know, it's a very good movie. Also, too, check out Michael Tellinger's latest conference over there in South Africa. I did a Skype presentation there, and they aired it, you know, over the big screen, and I guess it seemed to turn out really good. I got what sounded like a standing ovation, and I got a lot of emails from people saying it was awesome and it really opened their minds, and it was very outside the box and took people far beyond that concept of UFOs being far off in the distance and little green men or little bug-eyed black-eyed beings, you know, that are here to manipulate you. It's we tied it into the ancient past. We tied it into the ascended master realm, tied all the kingdoms together in the presentation and made it very clear that humanity is out of sync and we need to get back in sync with the nature kingdom, with the angelic kingdom, the masters, and the ultra-dimensional beings that have, yes, they have physical ships, they have energy ships, they have light ships, and some come in pure consciousness and energy. They're like Merkabas. So it's not just little short little dudes with black eyes abducting people, which a lot of the military in Hollywood would like you to believe. It's not about bugs coming to conquer and eat people. If they were going to conquer us, they would have done it a long time ago because they've been here since the beginning. But we are going through a process, a major cleansing process. There has been a lot of wars going on in even the other dimensions as well. In the fourth dimension that's surrounding the earth in the unseen that people aren't aware of. And there's been a lot of cleanup and people have no idea how much the earth is influenced by unseen negative energies and beings, low level beings that have been operating through the New World Order and Illuminati boys and whatever. It's been going on forever. So there's a huge cleanup on those levels. That power base is coming to an end. There's a whole new grid of consciousness and energy around the planet right now. The old grid is collapsing, and there's a whole new world forming to take its place. And so we need to get behind that. One of the things I talked about is that the Palladians are coming in big time right now, and they were the last ones here that were extremely involved in both human genetics and animal genetics, plant genetics, you know, all kinds of genetics here. They did a lot of work on the earth terraforming. And and now they're returning. So basically, because they have such they have more genetic stock in the earth than any other race, they're the head of this project, and they're joined by the other star nations in this process, and they have some huge backup behind them to take care of some of these reptilian and gray beings that are not in our highest and best good. So anyway, that's underway on a very big scale that's being seen in your skies. I know I was listening to Coast to Coast the other day, and there was a woman that came on, I think she was Missouri MUFON, and talked about these ships that are appearing everywhere, and motherships coming in, and all these other ships just spawning out of them, you know, hundreds of them coming out. And, you know, they said they used to get about maybe 7 sightings, you know, a year, and now they're getting 7 or 8 a month, and it's even escalating. And very good sightings, very, you know, photographs, multiple witnesses of some pretty awesome ships. So we're getting a lot of footage coming out of China. China's having some major experiences there. Japan is having whole fleets of ships coming over Japan, and we've actually done initiation experiments to bring those ships in to get help with Fukushima and the disasters that are going on there. So there's a lot of help coming in on that process. So anyway, that being said, keep your eyes peeled on the skies, because the ships are showing up everywhere. I know John Kelly's getting a lot of footage in Canada. He might even be listening to the show right now. If he is, maybe he could call in. And if he wants to talk about some of the footage there, but Canada seems to have a major UFO flap going on. And, you know, I was talking to one Canadian, and she goes, you know why they're having so many UFOs there? She goes, because we don't shoot at them, you know? So even though we shoot at them here in the United States, they still are appearing and disappearing and kind of making a fool out of the people that would like to shoot them down and use back engineered technology. So these beings are far beyond that. There's so many things going on. It's the energies that are coming in right now are bringing everything up. And especially during the holidays like Thanksgiving or Christmas, you know, you're with all your family and all your stuff is coming up. You know, all your triggers are being hit. And what better time to have those mirrors to bounce off, you know, the past and things you haven't healed yet. You know, it's a great time for healing if you're ready to own your stuff. If you're not ready to own your stuff, it's just going to be chaos. You know, you're going to have a lot of chaos and a lot of, a lot of infighting and suppressed emotions and feelings and things of that nature going on. So, you know, it's very important. This is a really good time for clearing up the past, releasing the past. It's a very good time for stop blaming others, you know, for your lack of joy or love or feeling good about yourself. And it's a good time to communicate, you know, some of the things that aren't working for you, you know, and maybe try to find solutions. So anyway, it's very tricky to do that without becoming defensive, you know, or projecting or blaming. You know, those are all tools of the ego, is to defend, project, and blame. It means you're not listening and you're not owning your stuff. So, and the ego is good. I mean, it's really good, and it can really build a case no matter what. So it's a very good time to just set the ego aside and just pull back and just, you know, think about how you might have participated in that situation, how that might be a reoccurring pattern in your life, how maybe it's a very good time to put an end to it, to own it, to heal it, to forgive, to release it, and move on, because that's why these beings are here, these higher dimensional beings are here to help. So, you know, that being said, you know, just become the observer, you know, observe your emotions, observe your feelings. You know, with me, it's fine. I find it really interesting lately. The more I'm having just incredible contacts with these Pleiadians and these Sirian beings, the feline beings have been coming in, just a really strong contact with these two groups. And the more I work with them, the more I contact them, the more sensitive I get. And I become ultra sensitive and telepathic. And before I even go up to a house or whatever, I can feel all the energies in that house. I could be a mile away. Just by knowing I'm going to that house, I can feel what's going on or the energies there. It's pretty crazy, you know. It's when people think about you or project an energy towards you. And it's quite a dance to learn how to discern, you know, what is yours, you know, what is in your surroundings, what's being projected towards you, and what to heal. But the way I see it, it doesn't really matter because you can clear it anyway. If you're feeling it, you can heal it. And you can do it just by clearing it, asking your higher self or higher beings to come in and assist you to clear the energy as soon as you sense it. We have extensive chapters on this in Reunion with Source and Becoming Gods, along with all the things that are unfolding right now. You know, the books in 1982, we wrote about these quakes that have been coming and the escalation of earthquakes and volcanoes and superstorms and the erratic weather. Talked about the gray men, the international banksters, what their plan is, and it's all unfolding right on cue. We talked about the suppression of you know, alternative energies, the suppression of healing technologies, both energetic healing technologies and herbal healing technologies. You know, it talks about all of this in there. And the big plan, their big plan, all the way back in 82, and now we're hitting the peak of it. But it also talks about how their demise, how they actually fold in on themselves eventually. They collapse in on themselves, and it's over. And we're right at that right now. We're very close to that, where the tyrants, you know, the people that are focused with unbridled greed and separation and, you know, they believe they're very evolved. They consider themselves to be gods with power over others. They have the most massive egos you've ever seen, and they are probably the most unevolved people on the planet. Because, you know, anybody who has any, you know, wisdom whatsoever realizes that there is a unified field, that the Creator is omnipresent within all creation, and that there is karma. You cannot gain at the expense of others or humanity, Earth, without having a karmic reaction. So it's temporary. I like what Buddha said. He said, you know, mischief is like fresh milk. It takes a little while to sour, but as surely as the cart follows the horse that pulls it, it will catch up. And that's what's going on. You might have a short-term gain in there. You know, you might have some power and wealth, but you're going to pay for it in the end. And that's not the path to love and joy and power or wisdom. Those are all ego traps. And, you know, the ego is a very, very small part of your being. It's, you know, it has no power, really. It, you know, there's no love, there, which is the ultimate power in the universe. There's no joy. There's no, there's really no honor in doing what you're doing. I mean, all this stuff. You know, there's no, it's just a bunch of nonsense. So anyway, there's no one to blame when this all folds in. You know, if we are building war toys, if we are capitalizing at the expense of others, I don't care if you're given an order or you're just trying to feed your family or whatever it is. If that's your program, I mean, your intellect will give you a million reasons why you can continue in this. But your soul is just saying, nope, not working. We're going to create an experience for you to show you that this may not be the way to go. You know, that's the bottom line. And so we have to live a life of impeccable integrity if we're going to stay on the planet. We have to get into a role of service and start assisting each other. And we need to be very clear on if we're being a benefit to life. You know, if we are truly serving the planet. You know, are we in self-service? And the intellect will get you to okay just about anything. You know, well, yeah, I'm warring on terror. You know, yeah, we're going to get those terrorists. You know, and so I can do this job and build these war toys and do this because we're going to get those terrorists. Well, that's all a joke. It's a very bad joke, and there's a lot of innocent people that are dying out there that had nothing to do with this program. And so anyway, there's just all kinds of stuff going down. out there, and we need to pay attention to that. We need to get back into alignment with our soul and connect with our own soul and start being a blessing to life. Looks like we got Ramon on line one. Let's see if we can bring Ramon on the show.
Hello. How's it going, James?
Good. How are you doing?
Really good. Just listening in to you.
Hey, how's things going over there in Japan? I know that the volcanoes are still rumbling a bit, and I keep seeing the quakes popping up, you know, 6+ quakes happening over there. I'm wondering how you're doing, you know, with the Fukushima still venting and all the other things happening.
It's funny because at the there's a park about 4 to 5 blocks from here, and it's right by the river. And what happens is during the typhoon season, normally we don't get that much radiation. Unfortunately, it goes all to you guys on that side because of the way the wind blows. But when we get a typhoon, it gets blown right back onto us.
Ouch.
So there was a guy that I met on the street that had a Geiger counter, and according to him, I didn't see it, he measured a 1 point something at the park. But when he did the area around our house, it was pretty low, 0.1 something, I can't remember, 0.19. So it's not too bad, but right by the water, it's really high, and I feel really bad because, you know, a lot of kids go there and play and stuff like that. But, you know, according to NHK, nothing's happening, so.
Yeah, nothing to see here, folks. Just ignore the globe.
Keep it moving. Keep shopping.
Yeah, step over the bodies, ignore the glow, keep shopping.
Yeah. But as far as the UFOs, they're not flying over my town.
Did you see that footage that I sent out, that clip where they had a whole fleet show up over Japan?
Yeah, I saw that. But there was one of the main reasons I call is there's footage out there, and I'm going to try to send it to you.
Right.
According to the footage, and, you know, everybody, when you see this footage, make your own judgment. But let me see if I can find a name. It's basically a lab of half human, half grays from Dulce, New Mexico. The quality is not great, and supposedly it was snuck out. I don't know how true it is. It can be from a movie scene.
Yeah.
So, but I'm putting that in the I don't know bag. And then also, Russia just disclosed on Russia Today, on our RT News, that Russia had disclosed about their encounters with submarines with UFOs and stuff like that. The military coming out and talking about it.
Did you see that China? China's having some major UFO flap there.
No, I didn't see that footage.
Yeah, they had a huge blue, it looked like a blue-colored mothership, and it just hovered over one of their main cities. I'm not sure which city, but it sat there for quite some time, and, you know, a lot of footage on it. And they seem to be popping up over in the Middle East as well quite a bit.
Yeah, they're popping up all over, but as you said earlier that woman told you, which it's funny, the same thing, I met this Mexican guy here, and I was telling him, you know, how is it that you guys look at UFOs there? And he says, oh, it's so common. It's like looking at a plane. You don't jump up and down when you see a plane. Oh, it's a UFO. That's cool. And they just keep about their day. They've gotten used to it. And I said, how come that doesn't happen in America? And I already knew the answer. He says, that's because we don't do that. That's everybody's answer for the Americans. Stop shooting.
Yeah, I went down to Mexico, and I did at the Blue Azul, I think it was the Blue Iguana, and I did a presentation there, and they have an outdoor theater and everything, and I showed them all the UFO footage and everything, and they're like bored, you know? And then I put on the pictures of Mary appearing and Kuan Yin and the orbs and everything, and they all got really excited. And I talked to them about it, and they go, you know, that's old news here. That's part of our culture. You know, we see those all the time. You know, the UFOs, it doesn't matter. You know, it's like...
it's like looking at a plane or a helicopter. You don't get excited.
Yeah, like I was doing a third grade presentation to people that were already, you know, working on their masters or something. You know, that's what it felt like.
it's so amazing how places like America could be so behind on certain things. And, you know, here you have a country like America, like Mexico, that's so more advanced in its field, which is amazing. I mean,
yeah, I think we put way too much stock in our technology as being an advancement because, you know, we're emotionally backwards. You know, the lack of love and joy in society is just unbelievable. And we have to really take stock in that and go, wait a second, maybe, you know, these people have nothing. They're out in nature. They're eating fresh fruit right off the trees. You know, it's like maybe we might have taken a wrong turn here.
Yeah. Yeah, I was listening to Mel's show earlier today, and I forgot the girl's name was on there. She was saying how the what is advancement? I mean, does that mean using more of your brain or less of your brain? And she was making how much brain power does it take to boil water in a very rural area where you have to make your own coal. You have to wake up early in the morning. You have to go get the water. You have to boil that. If you don't have any matches, you got to make fire. So that takes intelligence that the average person would just die and not know how to, because we just, you know, put the pot on the gas stove and turn it on, which takes no brain powers, where you have the same people traveling distance selling telepathic messages and, with the cell phones, I can't even remember my wife's telephone number. But the last thing before I get off, I was there's a lot of the technologies. There's a lot of people working on the free technologies, and I mean, as desperate as time seems, it's starting to come out. The guy who did who does the cold fusion, he's starting to sell his, right now he's only doing the one, I think it's 1 megawatt that he's selling for like $2 million. I mean, supposedly by 2013, he'll have the house units that supposedly will be around $10,000.
Yeah.
Which is actually a lot cheaper than solar panels.
Well, yeah, I hope he comes out with it, because I know where there's technology that has been suppressed that is a little tiny unit you can hold in your hand, and it's as big as a pie plate, and it has 9 coils on it. Each coil puts out 25,000 watts, so that would power a whole community, you know, and then some. So anyway, yeah. this cold fusion thing, although I support, you know, the movement in that direction, there's other devices out there now, right now, that would power, you know, you could build a bigger version of that and shut down all of these nuclear facilities and even the dams and everything else, and just plug these units into the dynamos and run them, you know, with no problem whatsoever and with no fuel, anything. So we have that technology right now, and a lot of these other things almost look like dinosaurs, but it is a step in the right direction.
Yeah, and I'll say this. I mean, there's so many shows like yours, James, and my show, and Mel and the guys from Red Ice. You know, contact us. It doesn't matter if it's me, James, anyway. Contact any of us if you're working on this, and we'll interview you. We have to get this information out and this technology out.
Definitely.
I mean, times are getting desperate. And I know we're going to be okay, because there's a lot of guys in their garage working on these things.
Oh, yeah, they're coming out everywhere. Hey, thanks for calling in. It looks like I've got a few more callers.
All right, let me get off. Well,
good luck with that 100th key.
Bye.
All right, so let me give you the call-in numbers. It's 530-327-7602, 413-4522. and 413-5011 with 530 in front of that. So, or you can call the 888 number, which is 888-627-6008. And feel free to call in if you got a story about UFOs, about Occupy Wall Street, about free energy, whatever you want to talk about the movie Thrive. Go ahead and call in. But looks like we've got Ryan on line two. I hope he's hanging in there.
Yeah, I'm here, James. How are you?
I'm doing great. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Just wanted to call in and actually let you know I actually visited eSETI twice a couple of years ago when I lived in the Portland area. And the first time that I saw you, I saw you on Fox News and saw your clip. Didn't know anything about eSETI or you or really anything that you talk about. And I emailed you and you invited me up to eSETI. And the first time that I went up, I invited a coworker of mine to go with me. And we saw numerous objects in the sky. And I was shocked and amazed and didn't really understand what I was looking at. And made a second visit with another coworker. Again, saw numerous objects in the sky. And it was crazy. And actually, I got transferred back to the Chicago area for my job at the time, and I noticed that Sun and Pamela held a Coon Moon class in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, and I actually wanted to make a documentary about you guys. I know there was already some made, and I contacted Sun and Pamela and met them up there for the Coon Moon workshop. This was probably about a year or two ago. I'm not sure the exact date. I think April of 2009, 2010, whatever it was, but and during the Coon Moon class, because again, before I never experienced or heard of any of these things, and I went to the Coon Moon class, and that was amazing as well. And I don't even know how to describe it, but I kind of went in as a non-believer, and after visiting, you know, your farm up in Trout Lake and going to the Coon Moon class, I really started researching more information, and obviously I've listened to your radio show for a couple of years now since my visits up at eSETI, and so that part was amazing. So any non-believers out there, I encourage them to visit eSETI if you still allow, you know, sky watching. And,
We do. You know, lately, it was funny, just about 10 minutes ago before the show, well, more than that, actually it's 8:30 now, but it was about 10 minutes before 8, before the show started. I was standing out in front of the tower here and looking up at the sky, and I go, oh, my God. And this huge ship came in and powered up and flew right through Cassiopeia heading towards Portland. And I was on the phone with Joel Garbin, who's, I think, Infinite Energy and Breakthrough Power. He wrote a book, I think, called Breakthrough Power and some other things. And I told him, I said, hey, Joel, I said, it's coming your way. You know, so I said, get out on your balcony and look up it towards Cassiopeia. You know, it's heading your way. I had to come in. I didn't have a chance to see if he saw it as well, but it was big. I mean, it was big and it came right over us and heading towards Portland.
Wow. Yeah, I think the most amazing things, because some people talk about like iridium flares and things like that, but you know, I saw some things on your farm that did some 90-degree turns, and actually the night that I visited, you had the Yakima Indian drive out, and there were probably 2 to 250 people out, and I remember somebody saying, here comes a triangle ship, and actually blocked out, you know, the stars behind it and the Milky Way, and it was just amazing. And saw another one suck down into like a red dot and do a 90-degree turn, and that was the first visit. And then when I made the second visit, I was like, man, it just blew my mind of how many objects we saw.
Right.
It was unreal. It was unreal. And
They're coming in bigger and lower now. They've stepped it up, and there seems to be more of them, and they're getting much closer now, and they're starting to show themselves all over the planet. It's just amazing now. You know, they were showing up here quite a bit and really wanting to get a message out, and now it seems they've really stepped it up. And I think believe it or not, by the end of this month, it's going to be really hard for anybody to continue to play the ignorance game, because they're popping in everywhere over large cities.
Yeah, it's definitely it's just crazy. It's just crazy. And I actually sent Son a message on Facebook. I actually have you and Son and Pamela on Facebook. And when I moved back, I was telling my parents we were camping. They had their RV out. And right when I'm telling a group of people about my story and my experience at E-SETI, my mom says, just like that, and she points up to the sky, and I look up at the sky, and we saw a power-up. And talk about not a coincidence that right in the middle of my story with this group of people, she happens to look up, and we all see this power-up right in the middle of the story. And that was, to me, the freakiest thing that, you know, I've ever experienced, because Son talked about, you know, you will probably start to see these after, you know, this experience and you've been opened up to this. And I just wanted to tell you about that I was also, you know, I had that experience with my parents at the campground. And then also I was telling my brother about it, because now I'm back in Illinois with my family. And he said, well, let's get some lawn chairs and go outside. And it just started to get dark, and the light came over the horizon, and we watched it. And I said, this one right here looks exactly like what we saw. And we both stood up, and sure enough, James, there was a huge power-up right over my brother's house. And, you know, yeah. Again, very freaky that it's not a coincidence. And so I've seen several since I visited E-SETI in the last couple of years back where I'm at in Illinois.
You know, what's funny is that people come here and they connect with them and they open up, and then they leave, and they said, and I get all these emails, do they follow me? You know, because they start having all these experiences. And I told them they're extremely telepathic, and they're very loving and very supportive in your work. And especially when you're sharing your experiences, when you start talking about them, they pick it up and they feel it. And if they feel it's right, they'll drop down and power it up, you know, in support of people. So that's a real common experience. And there are literally thousands of people that have had just incredible sightings after they left E-SETI. They felt like they came here, they learned who they were, they lost their fear, and then after that, they started popping in all around them.
Yeah, it's definitely a little crazy after visiting your farm and never seeing that before, and then experiencing that at your farm, and then also when you leave several states away, all the way across the country. And, you know, one thing they talked about in Kunlun is you live in that world of duality. And, you know, they say, you know, follow your heart, do what's right. And there was a point where I wasn't happy with working for corporate America. And I actually resigned, and I'm trying to get into a doctorate program right now. And I thought, you know what, they're right. Because you have to follow your heart, and when you see what path you should be on, you get on that path, and I think those experiences help with that. And so I just wanted to thank you for that, James. It's been a great experience, and I think it all stemmed from visiting E-SETI. And I guess, and I don't want to take up all your time, I know you probably have a lot of callers. I would like to come out in 2012 and bring my dad out there. He's very curious and wants to come out and visit E-SETI along with my brother and some friends as well. I just had that experience because my job transferred me to the Portland area for a couple of years, and I saw you on the news and came out, and it was a life-changing experience. And I actually talked to Son and Pamela about making the documentary again. I know you had some in the past, yeah. And I'd still like to do that sometime in the future. But I guess for the last minute, I did see your update on that Thrive movie that you were talking about. And I joined your show kind of late tonight, so I apologize for that if you did talk about the Thrive movie, but if you haven't talked about it a whole lot, it's definitely something that I'd like to see, and if you can give me any more details about that, I would appreciate it.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to bring that up and probably bring some of the people from the show on our show as well, so we'll okay. go into that. But it, there's so much in the movie, you just have to see it. That's like a three-hour show just covering everything in the movie.
Okay.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for calling, and keep us informed.
Okay. Thank you so much, James.
All right. Take care. Looks like we've got Monica from California on line one.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, good. How exciting. Well, I didn't think I was going to be able to get through. How are you this evening?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Well, the reason I called, it was just so funny. I was listening to the guy saying something about the Thrive movie, and I guess my question for you is that I did see it, but with your interview, it seemed like it was cut out, and all he mentioned was, oh, you know, I interviewed James Gilliland and about how, you know, you had a similar experience as that other woman did, Lane Andrews, and I guess do you have or where do you share that story about your experience? Is it online anywhere? Because I wanted to know more about that.
Yeah, and, you know, I've written about it in one of the books called Reunion with Source and okay. Becoming Gods. There's a lot of information in those, but my whole life story and all the crazy encounters I've had with everything from ultra-dimensional beings to masters to Bigfoot to you name it, is in the book, The Ultimate Soul Journey. And it talks about the near-death experience. And also, too, another good movie, and it's even on Netflix, is called Contact Has Begun with James Gilliland.
Oh, that is on Netflix. Awesome. And is that your movie?
Yeah, it's the movie about the ranch, and it really gives a story about who they are, the contacts happening here, and where things are going in the future. So it's all unfolding now. The information in that movie was made a couple of years ago, but everybody that sees it, just their minds are blown at how it is all unfolding.
Yeah, you know, I guess because my boyfriend and I wanted to take a visit up to the ranch, and we weren't able to, but like, one of the things I was really curious about are the people that do go up and visit the ranch and have, like, an experience, whether it just be, like, the other man was talking about seeing it up in the sky or maybe perhaps seeing something like of an, you know, an apparition, or I don't know what the right word is to use to call it, but, like, have you found that somehow these people or maybe spirit has there been any sort of like spiritual shifts? Does that happen with people who go up and visit the ranch?
Oh, definitely. The area here is a vortex. It's a really, oh God, it's just amazing here. And we've had, I'm going to get a famous talk show host on here real soon to talk about his story. But, you know, we did a transpersonal release session and we cleared up, you know, any past lives and from age one on, any major patterns. And initiated him into these beings that are from the Orion Council of Light. And J.J. Hurtak with the Keys of Enoch talks about them and gave them the name and detailed information. And so he left here and he went to another group in Sedona and nobody knew about this information except for him. And they gave him the same information, even the name of this being that was working with him. And they told him, you met her at the Isetti Stargate. So I think that's interesting that how this is being validated in so many different places. But people that come here, it just depends on your openness. If you have an open mind, you know, a loving heart and pure intent, you're going to have an amazing experience here. If you're really skeptical and you just want to see if they're real, you might see a ship fly overhead, you know. So it just depends.
What about for people who are, like, scared? Because, like, I see those stories, and, like, for me, I would fall into that category because it's like,
yeah.
Wow, I think it's so fascinating. But because there's so much, like, mass media that portrays the just the opposite of what you claim your experience is, you know what I mean? Which is like, wow,
oh, yeah.
These are really loving, powerful beings. And it's like, well, all I've ever heard are like about the scary green men that come and take people away. You know what I mean? So it's like, I mean, because I would love to have some type of, you know, experience, but I mean, how is that, how does that play into when somebody is up there?
Yeah. You're going to hear about, unfortunately, that the whole, most of the field of ufology is very controlled. And even the reporting centers, some of the reporting centers are run by NSA or ex-military. You'd be surprised at how controlled it is and how infiltrated even a lot of the MUFON things are as well. So you're going to hear all this, all you're going to hear is all this negative stuff about cattle mutilation, abductions, you know, all this other nonsense. And it just doesn't happen here. Nobody's experiencing that here. And because we are hooked up with the benevolent ones, they keep an eye on the place. There's a lot of protection that comes with focusing on that. So basically, the negative is a very, very small piece of the pie, a little tiny piece, but it's blown out of proportion by certain groups that want to keep the fear going. They want to keep, you know, the war industry going, the black projects funded. They don't want people to engage these beings because they have, you know, they have transcended war and material need. They have all the energy they need. They disease is nothing to them. They know how to cure everything. They've already transcended all that. And so, you know, the oil industry, the war industry, the pharmaceutical industry, all of these guys, the big corps that are running the country, do not want contact to happen, or they don't want to know, or want people to know that these are our ancient ancestors returning. It is us. They're very spiritually and technologically advanced. And, you know, I don't think there's any of the fear from what's coming from the heavens. It's really what's already been on Earth that is creating the mess. And you know, we need all the help we can get to clean up this mess. So we just don't have anything negative come out of this. And we also teach people how to heal any unseen negative influences and how to maintain your self-authority and work with the higher beings and call them in if you need protection. So it's a very empowering place to come, and a place where people, you know, have spontaneous healings. They have major awakenings. They just have pretty phenomenal experiences here. It's just a whole different enchilada than what's portrayed, you know, in the media.
Yeah. Well, we'll definitely have to, you know, we've got some money saved towards a trip, but we definitely are both intrigued and kind of fascinated. And me, even though I'm, you know, like, oh my God, scared, and what could possibly happen? It's just, I think part of it is because, again, all the stuff that I do see out in the mass media and not hearing or being aware of enough stories or experiences like you talk about so often. Mm-hmm. I mean, that first time I had ever heard of Lane Andrews was in the Thrive movie, and I was like, God, like, why aren't they, like, putting in the audio so she can describe, like, these drawings that she's got up there? And then when you were sitting there and they were talking about the whole Taurus and how that works, I'm like, I want to know more about that. Like, I understand about the different pieces, but I want to know more about, like, what can, if I can't, for whatever reason, say, get to your ranch in 6 months, you know, what can I do today in addition to the meditation and to, you know what I mean, the other things? Because I think that is, you know, maybe if people could have some little shaving of an experience just on their own before they even come there, like, how much more empowering would that be, and kind of to reinforce the positive stories, you know what I mean? Like, that shift that you're talking about, so...
Well, we have it on, you know, we have everything on. There's movies. There's a movie about the ranch, you know, a documentary. There's been a couple of them out there. And there's movies about my presentations where I cover the whole thing and cover the ancient history and how they've had parts in our in all the major religions and cultures on the planet. They've interacted with us and all of that information, as well as footage of the ships and their messages and everything is on the presentations on the website. So you can go to eseti.org and read all you want and look at all the footage you want, or grab some of the DVDs there that'll explain it to you. And there's other people. I mean, we have an ambassador to the Pope, you know, on there talking about UFOs and things like that. So There's a lot of just incredible people on the site.
Okay, and you said on Netflix it was Contact Has Begun. That's what I can find there.
Yeah, and it might, after that, it'll say James Gilliland, his story.
Okay, well, awesome. Well, it's been really awesome to chat with you, and have a good evening, and thanks for the work that you do.
All right. Well, keep your eyes open because they're flying everywhere right now.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. It looks like we've got Scott on line 3, and we just got about 2 minutes yet left on the show. So, Scott, are you with us? Hello, Scott. I think we've got Chris on line 2, maybe, if Scott isn't with us.
Hello, James?
Yeah.
Hello,
who's this?
James?
This Hello?
Is Chris.
Oh,
Hello,
Chris,
James.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hey, I don't want to sound too far out or anything, but I know that you've been visited with the beings, our brothers. And have you ever had a chance to experience the future? I mean, to actually, did they ever take you there, or other than just saying, well, these are the things you can expect, have you ever had a chance to really see it, get a glimpse, and actually go there and see the potential?
Yeah, actually I have, and what's really interesting is that I've given a lot of dates and times of exact events, like the San Francisco earthquake. There was a quake here in Washington State that we gave. I talked about the, you know, Mount Hood was going to start rumbling, and it had 45 quakes right after that. I did that on the Jeff Wren show. So,
James, what I was referring to was something more like, when we really go through maybe a major shift in evolution and we actually really change, like a metamorphosis, you know, like the caterpillar to the butterfly. Have you ever actually really been able to see that?
Well, what's happening right now is that the future is so, it's almost looking like taffy or something. It's being stretched and pulled and changing, and you know, you've got nature doing her thing, you have the individual and collective consciousness decisions there, you've got divine intervention, you have the UFOs that are coming in and taking out asteroids and redirecting them and blocking solar flares and all these other things. So, you know, whatever I see happening, it's being changed so much right now, it's very hard to keep it down, and you know, whatever I say is only good in the moment. It's probably going to change, you know, in the next moment, considering all the different players going on. So it's very tough, but I do, you know, what they're saying very clearly is they talk about God, and they say that it's a frequency and a force. It's not the little old man with a beard that we've been told. It's far beyond that. And they said it's coming to the earth. And they said tyranny is coming to a close. We are going to move into the you know, the golden age. And we're going to have some challenges between now and then, you know, both physical challenges and social economic challenges, things like that, major challenges. But eventually we hit that point where enough of the earth is risen enough, and we hit that that critical mass point where people just bam, you know, and make the jump. So, into a whole different frequency and the beings I'm talking to have already made that jump. You know, they're already on the fifth and sixth and seventh dimension. So it's not a big transition when, you know, for me in a way, cause I've already died and had a near death experience and everything else, but it's hard to explain, but I think everybody's going to experience it differently, and it depends on the choices that you make and the position you're in, both geologically and consciously, when these energies come in. So it's really hard to even say anything about that right now. There's just so many variables.
Well, thanks, James, for just being out there. You are a light, so hope you don't ever stop.
Oh, I won't. Thanks for calling. We might be able to get Scott in if you're quick. Scott, are you with us? Nope. Just lost. Well, it looks like we're out of time. I'll take the hang-up signal as a sequence. Scott, is that Scott?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, it's me.
Oh, okay.
Hey, James.
How you doing?
Hey, it's Scott from... I'm doing good. It's Scott from Palm Springs. You did a healing on me late July, and man, it worked.
Oh, great. Great.
Yeah, man. I was there when those five red ships were there.
Oh, neat. Nice.
Remember those five? Yeah, remember those five red ships that showed up?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Hey, great. And I can totally relate with you on that frequency thing. And I went to your ranch for the first time in 07, and it was weird. I was at the mobile home park not too far from there, the RV park, and I heard this popping in my ear, and it was like this ringing sound. And ever since that time at your ranch, it was like my whole life changed. It was really strange. A lot of cool events have happened, and a lot more spiritual things have been popping up, and it's just weird, man. I don't get it sometimes, but
yeah. Well, that's information coming it's in. Cool. You know, when you hear that opening in your ear and that ringing, that's information coming directly into your subconscious that's going to bleed through later when you need it. So, you know, they're communicating with you and, you know, sending you some healing, you know, energy and supportive energy.
Yeah, and I was having some trouble sleeping at night. I don't know if you remember me telling you or not, because I know you see a lot of people, but I told you I was having I was choking at night, like at around midnight to 3 a.m. I was waking up kind of choking.
Yeah.
And but anyways, it's all gone, and it's a trip. It's a lot of my past lives have left and been accepted, and
great.
Now I'm just like on this cool path. But I just wanted to thank you so much. I love the ranch. I love you. I love, you know, what you got going on. And we'll be up there next year. That's if they don't come and take us away. But
okay. Hey, well, thanks for calling, Scott. We're out of time, unfortunately.
Okay.
Yeah, you have
okay.
to call in next show so we can get a little more of your story.
All right, James. I got you on Facebook. Love you, man. Peace.
All right, take care. Well, we're out of time, folks. We've got Bob Dean coming on next. We have a replay with Bob Dean for the second hour. I wanted to bring this on because he's an amazing man and doing some incredible work out there, and he's a good person to talk to that is on the inside. So stay tuned for the second hour.